Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is discussing a calculation of what's normal for a group of peros, of fruits, or of grains. What type of loss is normal for those, for a certain size of grains and fruit? The Mishnah is discussing a scenario where a person has deposited with his friend a certain amount of grain or fruit, and the friend mixed in the grains that were and the fruit that was deposited with him with his own grains or fruit, and he doesn't know anymore. He knows how much the person gave him, but he doesn't know exactly the sort of loss that might have occurred, and he's allowed to presume that that there's a certain amount of loss that occurs across the board. So the Mishnah says, "Hamafkid peros etzel chavero." Someone deposits peros with his friend. Hareza yotzi lo chesronos. When he returns it to his friend, he gave him, let's say, a certain measure. He can return that measure, but he can subtract what the normal loss that occurs through, let's say, mice eating away at it. So it goes as follows: lachitin v'la orez for wheat or for rice. It's the amount is tisha chatzoi kavin lakor. 9 half kav for every kor. Now, a kor is 30 sa'ah. Each sa'ah is 6 kav. So if we're talking about 9 half kav, and the kor is 180 kav, 30 times 6, so that means you have a ratio of 1 in 40, or 2.5%. And when you're dealing with chitin and orez, when you're dealing with wheat and rice. La se'orin v'ladochan, if you're dealing with barley or with millet, tishas kavin lakor, it's twice the amount. It's 9 kav for every kor, which is 5%. La kusmin v'lazer pishton, for spelt or for flaxseed, shalosh se'in lakor, that's 3 se'in for every kor, that's 10%. And we're told that hakol lefi hamida, all this is based on how much there is, meaning how many kor. You would multiply the amount based on how many kor there are. Hakol v'yazman, everything is based on the time. For this amount that's given in the Mishnah is per year, but multiple years would require a multiple amount. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees. He says, "V'chima ichpas lohen lachbarin. What difference does it make to the mice? V'halo ochlin bein meharba vein mikima. They eat the same amount, whether it's from a large amount that's there or a small amount is there. It's the same amount for the that they were going to eat." You don't subtract the chesronos, the percentage of loss, but just for one kor. That amount that Chachamim said, that was no matter how much you have, because that's the amount that gets lost. Because what really happens here, as the Rabbi Yochanan comments in the Gemara, he says, Harbe ovdos mehen, harbe spazos mehen. There are all sorts of causes of loss. There are all sorts of things besides just achbar, besides just mice. And due to those multiple considerations and possibilities of loss, that is why when you have more deposited, that you have to start subtracting for the per the amount that is there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hoysa mida meruba, if it's a large amount, which the Bryce and the Gemara says that's at least 10 kor, then eina motzilo chesronos, you don't need to subtract any amount. Vivnesha mosiros, because in the gorin, in the storehouse, when you deposit it there, it's dry, the tevuah, the grain, and when in the rainy season it gets more expanded, and therefore in the 10 kor there's enough expansion that it can offset those chesronos that might happen through the achbarim, through the mice.